Goedemorgen. Wat zijn we blij dat u en dat jij kijkt op deze vroege zondagmorgen. En het wordt een mooie zondagmorgen met Hour of Power, want we hebben fantastische muziek vanuit de Crystal Cathedral. Heel veel muziek zelfs, want het Crystal Cathedral Choir gaat optreden. Mr. Piano, Roger Williams, speelt op die grote vleugel op het podium in de Crystal Cathedral. En Daniel Rodriguez, de zingende politieman, bekend van de ramp in New York, die zal zingen. Maar, wat ook heel mooi is, hij komt naar Nederland om tijdens onze kerstconcerten zijn fantastische bijdrage te leveren. 11 tot 15 december zijn die kerstconcerten. Jan Mulder doet mee. U kunt ook meezingen. Aan het eind van het programma vertel ik hoe dat kan in het koor. En ja, het wordt allemaal geweldig. Op onze website staat hoe u kaarten kunt krijgen voor de kerstconcerten. Nou, het is een en al muziek, want als gast bij Hour of Power Nederland hebben we Hans de Wit. En hij is dirigent van dat bekende Westlandse mannenkoor wat dit jaar 50 jaar bestaat. Voor muziek naar de Crystal Cathedral.
From the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, join Robert Schuller in An Hour of Power, now celebrating our 36th year as the face and voice of positive Christianity to the world.
Welcome to the Crystal Cathedral. Would you please take a moment right now and shake the hands of those who are standing next to you and behind you and say, God loves you and so do I. Well, we have a very exciting morning planned today. John Walsh, host of America's Most Wanted, and Julie Clark, founder of Baby Einstein, have co-created a new safety video for children, and they're with us this morning. And so, John, it's a pleasure to have you at this service today. And so, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are real, that you are alive today, that you are touching hearts with your presence, with your reality, that you are giving us a sense of purpose and significance. And so we love you, Lord. We praise your name. Amen.
may be seated. That's a great hymn, isn't it? Great is his faithfulness, surely. I'd like to read the scripture, and this morning's scripture is from the book of Psalms. Listen to the words from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And we know that God will continue to bless the reading of his word.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I lean upon. This is my prayer, my heart. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near. As long as my faith is strong, whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him each day to him, and he'll hear the that I say. His hand will guide my rod and rod, and I'll never walk alone while I walk.
We're so honored and proud to have John Walsh and Julie Clark. Now, John Walsh, of course, his name is known to all of you. So he's here today with a friend, Julie Clark. Now, John Walsh is best known, of course, as host of America's Most Wanted. His wife, Rave, and he have devoted their lives to protecting children around the world since the tragic abduction and murder of their son, Adam. You know, we've been teaching for years, 30 years, turn your scars into stars. Now that there's been a horrific hurt, move on. What can you do about it to make a better world? He's done that. And as a result of this, President George W. Bush signed the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act, a strong step forward to keeping our children safe in today's society. Now today, John has joined forces with Julie Clark, the founder of the acclaimed Baby Einstein videos. How many of you know about the Baby Einstein videos? Yeah, and all your kids know it for sure. And they've developed a new children's safety video titled The Safe Side. So please give a warm welcome to one of my heroes, John Walsh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us about the Adam Walsh law that was signed by President George W. Bush.
I was in the Rose Garden on July 27th, which usually was a horrible day for us. That was the day that Adam was abducted 25 years ago. 6 years old, was abducted on July 27th and later found murdered about 2 weeks later. So it was always a horrible day for us. But we'd been working on this piece of legislation for about 3 years, back and forth between the Senate and the House, when I had been told by the Justice Department 3 years ago that there were about 100,000 convicted sex offenders, rapists and pedophiles, who were at loose throughout the United States, who'd fallen through the cracks, were not in compliance with their parole or probation. So we worked very hard in a bipartisan manner and got this bill passed. President Bush signed it in the Rose Garden. It will mandate a 50-state registry that exchanges information immediately. All the soccer moms and dads will be able to know if a sex offender lives next door.
That is phenomenal.
It will take the DNA of every convicted sex offender and rapist and will probably solve thousands of old cold cases and get some innocent people out of jail. When we did it in one state, Florida got 11 men out of jail and solved 90 cases. It puts 500 new marshals on the street solely to look for sex offenders and 55 FBI agents to work on internet cyber crimes against children. So it's a pretty tough piece of legislation, and it was a real honor to be there that day.
Some don't even know who Adam Walsh was or what happened. Do you want to share that?
Adam, I used to build deluxe hotels, and I was very successful, had my own company. I had this beautiful, beautiful six-year-old child, our first child. My wife and I had waited for a long time. We'd been married a long time to have this beautiful little boy. And one day he and his mom went to the mall, and video games were brand new. And he asked his mother, we call him Adam the Little Gentleman. She brought him to school every day, picked him up, a wonderful, wonderful, protective mom. And he said, Mom, could I watch these older boys play this video game? Video games are brand new. She was 2 aisles away paying for a lamp. And the boys got into an argument while Adam was watching him. A 17-year-old untrained security guard, a young female, ordered them out of the store. There was a pedophile in the store looking for little boys. Ravine never knew he was ordered out of the store. This guy got him, and that started our spiral down into hell, looking for Adam for 2 weeks and finding him murdered. And then one day as our life disintegrated in front of us, I lost my business. The hotel came in over budget. Our house went into foreclosure. My wife said to me, we've forgotten who the real victim is. Adam was the real victim. And let's try to make sure that he didn't die in vain. And I'll never forget, we got 40,000 letters after Adam's murder. They were addressed to the Walshes, Adam Walsh's parents in Hollywood, Florida. And one of those letters was a wonderful, wonderful letter from you. I didn't know who you were. I had never even heard of you. And this letter was an inspirational letter. And with the help of so many people, we tried to make sure that Adam didn't die in vain. Beautiful little boy. And we're still battling. We're still battling.
Question. You haven't lost your twinkle.
No. Oh.
You have twinkle wrinkles.
Yep.
How do you keep the twinkle? Of course, there are the times the weeping, the tears are close to you and to me right now, which is understandable. But how do you keep the twinkle? First of all, how did your marriage survive? You know, I come out of psychology before I got into theology, and tragedies like that so often break up the marriage.
80% of parents of murdered children wind up in divorce. We had very, very rough periods where all we had in common was Adam's murder and the memory of Adam. But I had my faith to sustain me. I'm a Roman Catholic, and I had a great family. I had a lot of people who helped me. And I think I had these great parents, a dad like you, who said, don't give up, keep fighting. If you're going down, go down swinging. And he was a great role model to me. And I really believe that you can make a difference. And I say it every single week that, you can make a difference. As tough as life gets, you're blessed in many ways. And we've had three beautiful children since Adam. We've been married 35 years. And as horrible as my life was at one point, most of my life have been very blessed, very, very blessed.
Because you are a blessing.
Oh, well, it's nice of you to say that.
Oh, that's a secret.
Nice
you
of
don't.
You to say that.
You don't get through what you went through and turn it into a positive force that finds you in the Rose Garden with the president signing a law in the name of your son. You don't get through what you get through and come to where you are today without something deep within your heart and soul. It is the Christ that you met in the Catholic Church, right?
I do believe that. I absolutely do believe that. Absolutely. And when the times get tough, that's something you have to fall back on.
Right.
And that's when you really have to reach out for that faith to keep going. But still going, still battling, just like you are. Yeah. Just like you are. Absolutely.
Well, now, what are you into today that's new and fresh?
Well, I met this wonderful woman, Julie Clark, who, as you mentioned, sold millions of these baby Einstein videos. And we met by fate and circumstance. And she said, you know, there aren't very many good videos or any instruction for children. Because I always talk about knowledge is power, truly. Let's be proactive. Let's teach our children what's out there in a non-threatening way. And she produced and directed these videos and wrote them, and I host them with her. And the first video that we have is Safe Side, and this is a video to teach children about the dangers that are out there. Stranger abduction, 80% of the crimes that happen to children are by trusted authority figure. We know about pedophile priests and the soccer coach and all that stuff, but we needed to empower our children. So the first video is the Safe Side video, which this we're talking about today, and this week we're releasing the next video, which is about internet dangers, about the pedophiles. The internet is a wonderful tool, but it's also a horrible way for these guys to get into our living room and talk to our children. As we've all seen the datelines, and our center in Washington, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, has a fourth floor that has an innocent images program with about 50 federal agents that I've gotten Congress to put their different disciplines, the marshals, the FBI, to work together. And they caught 1,200 internet pedophiles from that one fourth floor last year. So Julie decided to donate a big part of the profits of these videos to the National Center because it's a nonprofit. And she and I have teamed up in these videos to teach all your children and your grandchildren that there are ways to be safe without terrifying them, and I truly believe knowledge is power. So my hat's off to Julie for doing that, because I believe these videos will save lives. I really do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Let's meet her.
Let's meet Julie.
Wow. Where you're coming from, you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And those positive Judeo-Christian values become the foundation of what you're doing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll tell you that in the course of finding this calling of really wanting to help protect children and my work with John Walsh in doing that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as a result of that, I really, again, turned toward Jesus and turned toward my faith and had to determine how I was going to get through this. And not only did I find a way to get through my own illness, which I find myself very happy to have recovered from, I also found that even more, I believed that helping children and trying to change the laws to help children and trying to educate children and families in child safety was very, very important to me.
You know, this is phenomenal because America has been weakened by a loss of the values being implanted in children, because children that didn't have a family, didn't have parentage. There are many of them today, right?
Absolutely.
And even the good families, they're both working, they don't have the time to devote to their children that they would like. Now, how many of these videos, B.B. Einstein's, were sold? 1 million? 10 million? 20?
I can tell you that we're in 1 out of every 3 households in America, in over 35 countries around the world. And
all God's people said, wow.
Thank you. It's been very, very exciting for me as a stay-home mom and a former teacher to have done something like that.
Wow. Thank you so much for what you have done. Let's see, you're the granddaughter of Einstein, right?
Something like that.
There you go.
And thank you.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for all the work you've done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
prachtig en wat gedragen gezongen. Maar dat toont de vele muzikale facetten van het koor van de Crystal Cathedral. Let Thy Holy Spirit. En nu we het over muziek hebben, gaan we praten met de dirigent van het Westlands Mannenkoor en nog 6 andere koren, Hans de Wit. Hans, als je kijkt naar dat koor van de Crystal Cathedral, hoe kijk jij daarnaar als dirigent, als muzikus?
Als beroepsmuzikus is dat natuurlijk fantastisch. Dat zou een droom zijn voor iedere dirigent om voor zo'n koor te mogen staan. Ja. En ook het orkest natuurlijk niet te vergeten. Het is echt een fantastische samenstelling, homogeen van klank.
Ja.
Een mooie verhouding tussen dames- en herenstemmen. Dus dat is,
zou jij erin passen met die zware stem?
Als zanger? Ja, waarschijnlijk wel.
Ja?
Ja, denk het wel.
Je zingt ook veel zelf?
Je moet als dirigent alles voor kunnen.
Nee, maar ik zie dirigenten altijd, dat zien mensen niet die met hun rug naar de dirigenten toe zitten te luisteren. Maar een dirigent die staat bijna nog harder te zingen dan, of te mimen dan het...
Het is een procedé, hè. De mensen zien mij natuurlijk alleen maar op de rug als ik dirigeer. Maar tijdens de repetitie ben ik natuurlijk alles aan het voorspelen en alles aan het voorzingen. Want je gaat toch over het algemeen alleen maar met amateurs om.
Ja.
Die geen noten kunnen lezen. Dus je speelt alles voor, je zingt alles voor. En voor de tenor is dat voor mij lastig, want dat haal ik niet. Dan doe ik er ook tafje lager en dan zingen ze het wel na.
Je bent 46 jaar jong, in dit geval oud misschien wel, want je hebt net een baby gekregen.
Ja.
Dat maakt niet zoveel meer mee op die leeftijd.
Nee. Ons tweede kindje, we hebben een dochter van 5. En we waren heerlijk aan het genieten van een vakantie. En mijn vrouw die had toch wat klachten. We hebben het ziekenhuis gebeld in Gouda. En vanuit Gouda is ze met spoed vervoerd naar het academisch in Leiden. En het was eigenlijk 3 per week. En daar was onze zoon Daniel.
Ja.
Nou goed, hij heeft dus 6 weken in het ziekenhuis gelegen. En hij is gisteren thuisgekomen. Dus,
ja. Wat gaat er dan door je heen als je zo'n ukkie ziet liggen in het ziekenhuis? Je eigen kind?
Een wonder.
Ja?
Ja, het is je vlees en bloed.
Ja.
We hebben een heerlijke dochter ook van 5.
Ja.
Maar goed, als je dan ook een zoon er nog bij mag krijgen, dat is toch wel fascinerend. Ik ook nog eens een keer als enig kind.
Ja.
Dan nog een stamhouder, om het zo te noemen.
Het Westlands Mannenkoor is een naam in Nederland. Het is ooit opgericht door Piet Struik. Jij bent zijn opvolger. Kunnen we even een stukje zien? Dat was een mooi stukje. Net als in de Crystal Cathedral gaat het bij geestelijke muziek niet alleen om mooi muziek maken, niet alleen om mooi zingen, maar vooral ook om de inhoud, toch?
Geloof, voor mij als muzikus, ik kan me niet voorstellen dat er dirigenten zijn die dus bijvoorbeeld een oratorium dirigeren en niet gelovig zijn. Dat is, voor mij is dat een twee-eenheid. Ik bedoel, je hebt muziek. En daarbij is de tekst. Nou, hoe kun je nou iets uit de Johannes of de Matthäus in de Leidenstijd dirigeren als je voor jezelf niet het gevoel hebt dat zo is? Ja, dus dat is voor mij sowieso voor een dirigent een voorwaarde. Misschien denken anderen daar anders over, maar dat mag. Voor mij geloof is ook heel belangrijk dat je goed bent voor je medemens. Dat vind ik voor mij een heel groot item. Dat je openstaat, klaarstaat voor anderen.
Mensen zingen graag, want daardoor kun je je gevoelens, je emotie uiten. In Nederland zijn heel veel koren, de meeste koren ter wereld, 16.000 relatief gezien. Dat is wel mooi, hè?
Ja, ik denk ook dat het toch ook wel komt vanuit de geloofstraditie in Nederland. Ja. Misschien nog wel iets meer bij de protestante kerk dan bij de Rooms-Katholieken. Ik ben zelf protestant opgevoed, ben gereformeerd. Maar ik heb ook veel met de Rooms-Katholieke traditie, bijvoorbeeld de missen, het zingen, en met name dan in het Latijn, dat vind ik prachtig. Dus mensen vanuit de kerk hebben natuurlijk altijd gezongen.
Ja.
En dat heeft zich voortgezet.
Ja. Gaat het Westlands Mannenkoor ooit een keer optreden in de Crystal Cathedral?
Dat hoop ik. Dat zou wel een wens zijn.
Ja, toch wel?
Ja, natuurlijk. We zijn in Canada geweest. We hebben daar een tournee gemaakt van 10 dagen.
Ja.
In de buurt van Toronto. Ja. We hebben heel veel succes gehad.
Ja. Nou, dominee Schuller zei altijd, dream your dreams. Ja,
precies.
Ja. Als ik vond het ongelooflijk leuk dat je vanmorgen te gast was en met enthousiasme vertelde over muziek maken door jezelf, maar ook muziek en zang in Nederland. Jij wil weer gauw terug naar je kleine, denk ik. Hè?
Ja,
de kleine Daniel. Hè? Dus ik dacht, ja, wat kunnen we jou nou geven? Nou, dat is de kinderbijbel van dominee Schuller. Moet je eens kijken. Zometeen neem je hem op schoot. En dan ga je hem helemaal hieruit voorlezen. Alle bekende verhalen uit de Bijbel. Dus ik hoop dat jij en de kleine Daniel er veel plezier aan beleven.
Dank je zeer. Ik hoop dat Daniel in de leeuwenkuil er ook in staat.
Die staat er zeker in. Dat weet ik. Dus, ik lees hem ook voor namelijk.
Oké, dank je zeer.
Wij gaan terug naar de Crystal Cathedral. Maar niet nadat ik nog een vraag gesteld heb. We hebben net gehoord hoe mooi en hoe gewaardeerd de muziek en de zang, het orkest is van de Crystal Cathedral. En dat we elke week kunnen uitzenden in Nederland is heel bijzonder. Want u kijkt naar een commercieel station en de zendtijd moet daarvoor gekocht worden, elke week opnieuw. En we zijn al onze donateurs dankbaar dat ze dit mogelijk maken. Maar soms vallen mensen af door leeftijd, door overlijden. En daarom doen we een beroep op u of op jou om donateur te worden van Hour of Power.
Gelukkig zijn, dat wil iedereen toch? Het is een behoefte van alle tijden en plaatsen. Jezus sprak er al over in zijn bergrede en gaf ons aan de hand van de zogenaamde zaligsprekingen een handleiding voor het leven. Hij weet dat we het niet altijd makkelijk hebben. En laat ons zien waar we het geluk kunnen vinden. Het zijn deze woorden, de zaligsprekingen, waar dominee Schuller een boek over schreef. Het geheim achter geluk. In 8 hoofdstukken legt hij uit hoe we de aanwijzingen van Jezus in ons hart kunnen verankeren. Hij behandelt iedere zaligspreking afzonderlijk en laat zien wat deze woorden kunnen betekenen als we ze toepassen in ons dagelijks leven. Bent u gelukkig? Als u deze vraag inspirerend of juist confronterend vindt, is dit een boek voor u. Wij sturen u het geheim achter geluk toe als u nu donateur wordt van Hour of Power. Als donateur maakt u deze uitzendingen mogelijk en neemt u actief deel aan de verkondiging van het evangelie. En daar is dringend behoefte aan. Met een maandelijkse bijdrage maakt u het mogelijk dat de uitzendingen op televisie te zien blijven. Aanmelden kan u direct op onze website www.hourofpower.nl of vraag een donateurskaart aan via ons kantoor. 035 538 0588. Alvast hartelijk dank voor uw steun.
Thank you.
Roger, we love you. Last week, we talked a little bit about the calming of the seas. Jesus Christ was in a boat with his disciples, and the boat was sinking, and they were all going to drown. And the apostles came and woke Jesus up, and Jesus stood up in the boat, and he said, "Peace, be still." And the winds died down, and the seas calmed, and the apostles were absolutely amazed. And they asked this question: who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him? And they were scared when they asked that question. Well, sometime later now, Jesus Christ is in a region called Caesarea Philippi. It's north of the Sea of Galilee. It's at the foot of the hill of the Hebron Mountains. And there in this place, Jesus turns the tide on them and asks them the question. Instead of them simply asking the question for them to ponder, this time he asks them. He says, who do people say I am? And the apostles said, well, some people think you're Jeremiah. Some people think you're Elijah. Some people think you're John the Baptist. And others just think you're a prophet. And with that, Jesus really nailed him. Because it doesn't matter what others think about Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what others think about you. And he looked at them and he said, who do you say that I am? Pretty significant difference, isn't it? From what others think to what you think. And Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And Peter, always the impulsive one, popped up and he said immediately, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at Peter and he said, Simon Barjona, that's his proper name. His proper name was Simon, son of Jonah. You are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. And today, Jesus Christ is asking every single one of us that exact same question. You know, we often ask the question and answer the question when we're addressed with, who is Jesus? Well, some think, you know, if you look at today's answer, it would be, well, some think he's a teacher. Most people recognize the fact that he was a historical figure, but there are some who think he's mythological. Even though there's more evidence for the existence and the life of Jesus Christ than there is of Caesar Augustus, some people still think he's just a myth. Who was he? A teacher? A prophet? A good spiritual leader like Buddha? Who was he? And the facts are that Jesus doesn't care what others think. Interesting thought, isn't it? That's a lesson for us, isn't it? Do we need to care about what others think about us? Jesus didn't. Jesus doesn't. What Jesus cares about is this: who do you say that I am? Jesus cares about you. He cares about the relationship he has with you. He cares about the relationship he has with an individual and not with a mass. Who is this man? Who is this man that even the wind and the seas obey him? And when we can answer that question like St. Peter did, significance and significant things take place in our lives. Recognize this? Some of you probably have a jar like this in your pantry. This is a homemade jar of apricot jam. This one hasn't been opened. My wife and I got this one about 6 weeks ago. And we put that in our pantry. We get it from Donna Koster. And we received this one about, like I said, about 6 weeks ago. We have another one in the refrigerator that's open, and there's about that much left in it. And probably next week we'll open that one. Well, we've never met Donna. She lives in Stockton. And she makes this apricot jam, and she mails it to us. Not long ago, my wife wrote her a letter thanking her for the new jam we got. And we got this letter in the mail from Koster, Ronald W. Koster, Donna M. Koster. And she got all excited because here we have a letter from Donna who makes us the apricot jam. The Donna we've never met. And she opens up this letter and she goes, "This is interesting. It's a typewritten letter. It says, Dear Reverend Robert A. and Donna Schuler, with great sadness and sense of loss, I must tell you that my beloved wife of 30 years, Donna M., passed away suddenly at home on September 2nd, and she died in my arms. And we both just started crying. Here's this woman who gives us such a sweet treat so often that we enjoy and we think of her so often, and we've never even met her." And he says, "As with all good things, we can no longer enjoy her apricot jam and her upbeat spirit. The Lord has called her home and granted her relief from pain. I am counting on Jesus to sustain me in this ordeal until I join Donna in the great unknown of heaven, and may the Lord bless her soul." And we cried. Because we realize and we understand how fragile life is. And the day comes when we all must come and face Jesus Christ, who is that last judge. It is not Peter who holds the keys to heaven and hell, but he is the one who proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ so that anyone can have the key and come and stand before Jesus Christ and hear the truth of who he was and confess who he was to me, to you, to each one of us. Today we can proclaim that message that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when we can proclaim that message, first to ourselves, putting aside what others have said, what others say, what others think, and internalizing this message to ourselves and proclaiming it loud and clear that everyone might know that he truly is the Son of God, the extension of God into human flesh. He is God. And through him, we can come to our Heavenly Father. And we can experience the peace and the joy and the salvation of everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but will have everlasting life. And so it is our opportunity today to make this declaration to make this pronouncement that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so I ask you now to make a profession of your faith. Can you say those words? Say them with me. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can I hear it again? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here are the promises we have in the Scripture. And if you don't get them, if you don't get a chance to write them down, it's okay. You can go to our website or you can write to me and I'll mail it to you. I'll mail you transcripts of this message or you can download it on your website. It's this. Here's what happens. You become God's child. And there are scriptural references for all of these. You are Christ's friend. You are bought with a price. You belong to God. You are a member of Christ's body. You are a saint. Can you believe it? You are a saint. Having said those words, you are a saint. You have been redeemed and forgiven. You have been completed in Christ. You are assured that all things work for good. You cannot be separated from the love of Christ. You have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. That's what you become. That is the rock of God. Based upon your profession of faith that you have made today, upon this rock, Jesus Christ builds his church. And you can participate in experiencing the significance that we have through Jesus Christ. It all begins right here. Not looking at what others say, not looking at what our feelings might be, but simply making the profession of faith, the declaration that St. Peter made 2,000 years ago. Who do you say that I am? It's a Jesus Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace. In your lying down and in your rising up, in your labor and in your leisure, in your laughter and in your tears, until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset and no dawning. Amen.
Power organiseert ook dit jaar 5 kerstconcerten en heeft een sfeervol programma voor u samengesteld waarin de geboorte van Jezus centraal staat. U kunt genieten van de ontmoeting met elkaar en de prachtige muziek die verzorgd wordt door een keur van topartiesten.
O Lord, my God.
De Amerikaanse tenor Daniel Rodriguez, die zijn warme stemgeluid regelmatig laat horen in de Crystal Cathedral, komt speciaal voor Hour of Power naar Nederland. Ook de bekende pianist Jan Mulder, veel te horen op Classic FM, zal zijn prachtige composities ten gehoor brengen. Met zijn orkest het Mulder Consort begeleidt hij de artiesten en het koor de Cathedral Singers. Ook zal Idols-finaliste Angelique als solo-artiest optreden op deze 5 onvergetelijke kerstconcerten. U kunt hierbij zijn op maandag 11 december in de Laurenskerk te Rotterdam. Op dinsdag 12 december de Meervaart in Amsterdam. Woensdag 13 december in de Sint-Theresia-kerk in Eindhoven. Donderdag 14 december de Bethelkerk in Drachten. Vrijdag 15 december in de Apeldoornse Lolaankerk. De deuren gaan open om 7 uur en de concerten beginnen om 7:45. U kunt uw plaatsen het snelst reserveren via www.hourofpower.nl. Of bel ons kantoor om een bestelkaart aan te vragen.
05-38-05-88. Ik hoop dat iedereen, ik denk het ook wel, iedereen heel erg genoten heeft van al die muziek vanuit de Crystal Cathedral. Ik vind het koor bijzonder. Maar als ik kijk naar die oude, als ik het zo mag zeggen, Roger Williams, meer dan 80 jaar. En hoe hij nog speelt, dan denk je, tjonge, wat is het geweldig om, al ben je ouder, jong van hart te zijn. En misschien Tobje, omdat je ouder bent of de gezondheid niet goed is of wat dan ook. Er staat een tekst in de Crystal Cathedral. Er staat op: zij die de Heere verwachten, putten nieuwe krachten, zullen opstijgen als met vleugels van een adelaar. Je leest die tekst in Jesaja. Oh ja, nou vergeet ik bijna wat. Ik heb natuurlijk over de kerstconcerten verteld en gezegd dat als je muzikale talent hebt, dat je mee kunt zingen in het koor van de Cathedral Singers. Dat staat in ons kwartaalblad. En op deze pagina staat: ga mee op het tournee van 11 tot 15 december. En wat vragen we? Mensen die ervaring hebben met het zingen in een koor, goede stem, een positieve houding, kennis van notenschrift en bereidheid om thuis partijen in te studeren. En dan kun je van 11 tot en met 15 december meezingen, want alle 5 avonden is wel gewenst. En we hopen dat heel veel muzikale talenten zich zullen aanmelden. Want waarom doen we dat bij Hour of Power? We vinden het leuk om ook mensen bij ons werk, zoals u met muzikale talenten, te betrekken en zo een geweldige avond te hebben, of je nou luistert of zingt in het koor. Alle informatie van Hour of Power en nog veel meer op onze website www.hourofpower.nl. Nou, het was een hele mond vol. Ik wens iedereen een goede zondag toe. En graag tot volgende week. En we zijn dankbaar dat u en dat jij kijkt.
Whoa!